اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجا.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School. Here today we have some of the students of Sevier International School again, Brother Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Fine, Hassan? Hussein?
Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir, Fawad? Are you
salam,
all right?
Alhamdulillah.
Salam, sir.
Salam alaikum. Welcome, brothers. So today, inshallah, we will start Surah
Ali Imran.
Ali Imran. So, Surah Ali Imran has a lot of things to say, okay? The same as the rest of the surahs. So it's very, very important for us to learn them. It starts with Alif Lam Mim on page 50. Yes?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us the whole time practicing Surah Al-Baqarah. And now we ask you, we recommend you stay with us with Surah Ali Imran as well. Inshallah, we'll continue with the rest of the surahs as well. So, the first, second, and third verses, ayat, we'll practice today in this session. I want you to stay with us till the end of the session. So, everybody, let's go and listen to the verses, to the recitation, then we'll get back, okay?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam Mim. Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل.
Great recitation. I will recite. Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir. You all will practice after me, okay? And our brothers and sisters will practice as well. So, let's move on. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ألف لام ميم.
ألف لام
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم.
نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل.
نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق الحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل.
أحسنتم، ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So these three verses inshallah we'll practice. The Tajweed rules, we'll mention some important points inshallah. Then the rest of the verses will continue inshallah in the coming sessions, okay? So, Alif Lam Mim. So, there are many like opinions, okay, about what is the secret behind Alif Lam Mim. Why, like almost 29 surahs, as I remember, 29 surahs of Quran Kareem, okay, start with this type of letters. They are called Huruful Muqatta'a, which means we have to read each letter separately.
Yeah.
Alif, Lam, Mim, or Ha, Mim, Ain, Sin, Qaf, right? This way we have to read them separately. So different opinions are there, okay, about what do they mean, okay? Two of them I will mention. The rest of them, inshallah, you can refer to the Tafasir book. The like two of the most popular ones, like one of the opinions is that these huruf al-muqatta'a, these letters are secrets between Prophet and Allah Almighty, okay, between Allah Almighty and the Prophet. Second opinion is that these letters, okay, gonna tell us that people who do not believe in the Quran, oh mushrikeen, or oh those who believe as well, okay, look, Quran is very simple. Quran has been sent down, okay, and it's compiled or made of these letters, simple letters, alphabet letters, alif, lam, mim, ha, mim, ayn, sin, qaf, these simple letters. If you can bring something like Quran, bring it. If you think like Quran is something man-made, Prophet by himself did this. Come on, bring us. فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. Bring a surah like this. Very simple, yes? From Alif, with Alif, Lam, Mim, these alphabet letters. So these two are the most important, popular, actually, opinions, okay, about this حروف المقطع. So, refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for the rest of the opinions and more on these, more details on these verses.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Some of the attributes of Allah Almighty has been mentioned here. Allahu la ilaha illa hu, wahdaniyya, or tawhid of Allah Almighty.
Yes.
Okay, that he is unique, he is one. Al-hayy, yes, he is the living one. Al-qayyum, he is the all-sustainer, which means he doesn't rely on anything, on anybody. He is the one who relies on himself. He is the sustainer. Okay? And everything for their to live, okay, to continue their life, okay, needs him. This is the meaning of sustainer, yes?
Yes.
Al-Qayyum. نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah Almighty has sent down to you the book with the truth, بالحق, confirming, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, confirming what was revealed before it. وَأَنزَلَ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ, and he had sent down the Torah and the Evangel, okay, or the Injil. Alright?
Yes.
So, this is the translation. I hope, inshallah, you refer to the Tafasir book. The thing is that we have to believe in Torah, we have to believe in Injil as well, because they are the divine books of Allah Almighty, the same as Quran. Alright?
Yes.
So, we believe, we Muslims believe. So, guys, let's move on with the Tajweed rules. inshallah, some of the important tajweed rules which are necessary, we'll mention. Practice them, inshallah, and have a great recitation of the Quran with tajweed rules. All right?
Yes.
Alif Lam Mim. حروف المقطعة must be pronounced separately. Each letter must be pronounced by its name. Plus, you have a mad on the letter lam and the letter
meme.
Meme. Since you pronounce the name of the letter lam, be careful, it has an a sound. Alif lam meme. Do not pronounce it alif lam meme. Right? It's not lam. It's lam. Has an a sound, light sound. Right?
Also, this mad for meme is called.
Oh, I'm gonna explain. Maddul lazim. Okay. Now. Lam mim. The mad is wajib. You have to stretch for six counts. Okay? It's not maddilin. Maddilin is with a sound, the I sound. Ow, I sound. Like li ila fi Quraysh. Fa'ayna tadhhabun ayna. Right? This is maddilin. This mad is lazim, wajib. Okay? You have to stretch it for six counts. Alif lam mim. Okay?
Yes.
Alif doesn't have. You cannot say alif. No, alif doesn't have mat. The rest of them have mat. Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. The letter lam in the word Allah, Hussein. Yeah? It has to be pronounced
heavily.
Heavily, yes.
Yes.
Allahu, because Hamzatul Wasl, it starts with a second letter, which is Lam, and you have Hamzatul Wasl in order to read it. You put a Fatha on the top of Hamzatul Wasl because it has Lam al-Ta'rif. So the nouns that have Lam al-Ta'rif, the Lam with Hamzatul Wasl, you have to put a Fatha on the top and read it.
Yeah.
Allahu لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. لا, the mad. Is it wajib, Hussein? To stretch the sound.
No.
No, because Hamza is not in the same word, yes? لا is another word. And also be careful, don't pronounce it لا إله.
Yeah.
I told you in the previous sessions that it makes a big mistake, yeah? Make a big mistake. So, لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. قاف has to be pronounced heavily. قيوم. And also, if you stop here at this, at the end of the ayah, so stretch the sound as well, yes? مد العارض للسكون. How do you recite it, Ali Nasir? الله, recite the whole ayah. Stretch the sound of قيوم at the end.
Yeah. بسم الله.
الله
لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم.
قيوم. قاف. Heavy sound. قيوم. Read it one more time.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. الله bless you إن شاء الله. نزل عليك الكتاب. كتاب. Sound. بالحق مصدقا لام. لام has, لام is after قاف with تنوين, yes. Merge them. مصدقا لما إدغام لما بين يديه وأنزل أنزل
إخفاء
وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل إنجيل. Again إخفاء with a stretching sound because you end here. That's it. So thank you so much, brothers and sisters. These three verses, ayats, we alhamdulillah mentioned the important tajweed rules of them. Please practice them. Have a nice recitation with tajweed. Hassan, Fawad, Hussein, Ali Nasir, thank you so much for being with us. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for listening to IRIB English Radio. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevilla International School. We'll be here with you in the coming session with the rest of the verses, ayats of Surah Ali Imran. See you inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان